here to talk about the big win over the Rams. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
How are you? Good morning, football.
Good morning.
5-2, baby. 5-2.
Not bad.
I love it, and I do. And it was a game that got so out of hand, we got to see two Coopers and one Cup. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I guess we did.
I love it. It's like I always say, you know, whenever we see Cooper Rush out there, it's either really good or really bad.
Yeah.
And this time it was really good.
Really good.
I do feel bad that Matt Stafford hurt his hand.
Yeah.
You never like to see that unless you're me with no soul who just wants to win football games.
You don't care how it happens.
Don't care. And I was talking to old A-Rod before the game. Did y'all see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, y'all friends?
Well, I don't know about friends. He's a he's just a self-involved giant wad of ass, in my opinion. But but he was wanting me to invest in a bunch of oxygen bars and ultra lounges and all that stuff that he's interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of douche-adjacent humans like A-Rod, don't you think old Sean McVay looks less like an NFL head coach, more like one of them Silicon Valley douche biscuits trying to fund some app-based smart home rideshare internet startup?
Maybe.
Yeah, I can see that.
Something about his face. I just can't stand it.
Really?
Yeah, I just want to go up to him after the game with a Lady Gillette and just shave off that ridiculous internet influencer beard he's working on.
A Lady Gillette?
Yeah, don't worry about that.
We did honor one of our own yesterday.
Yes.
We inducted DeMarcus Aikman into the Rings of Honor.
Should we correct him?
You messed it up again.
And I want to say that I don't appreciate getting booed from the Cowboy fans yesterday.
Yeah, that was too bad, I guess.
I mean, I gave them three Super Bowls, giant-ass stadium, 43-20 victory yesterday, and they booed me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's rude. That's rude. They're lucky I don't use them all as organs to keep me alive for another 1,000 years.
All of them.
And it's been 28 years, Jerry.
Well, that's all right. Just average amount. We're fine.
I mean, heck, the Rangers have now gone to 3 World Series in 14 years.
Well, just have they won one?
No, they haven't.
I'd rather win 3 Super Bowls than just go to 3 World Series.
All right.
Okay.
Fair point.
Got them there.
Scoreboard. Scoreboard. Hey, Stephen and Jerry Jr. are planning on going as Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for Halloween.
They don't need to go as anything.
Who's going
to
be who?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I told them I thought it was stupid. There's lots of kids going to be doing that. They need to go as a couple that has like a long history, a long love affair that lasts and stands the test of time.
Like who?
Robert Kraft and his massage therapist.
All right. Would you stop it?
You got a crafty yet, George?
No.
You ain't lived till you got a crafty.
All right.
But I'm trying to convince Stephen and Jerry Jr. to go as Dumb and Dumber. You know, Lloyd and Harry.
Right.
Perfect for them. Perfect.
Maybe they will.
I'm wanting to get Halloween over with so we can get to Thanksgiving.
Yeah? Why is that?
I'm ready to see that American Institution Dolly Parton perform at halftime.
Oh, I bet you are.
Dancing around there with her big old grandma gritties, dancing all over the God's green.
Jerry.
Singing Jolene.
Now, that's a show there.
Aren't you looking forward to that?
Well, I guess.
Them elderly chesticles flopping up and down all crazy like an inflatable car wash man.
I was hoping for Dua Lipa, but I guess it'll be all right.
You're going to get duo something. Duo floppies you're going to get. I'm telling you, seeing her out there, that may be enough to give me a half chub.
Okay, gosh, Jerry, we're
Jerry,
on the air.
Stop it.
Jean may finally get her wish, and we'll finally have a lovemaking session done in with me apologizing and blaming stress.
Oh, jeez. You tell us way too much.
You know, Dolly Parton's on my official free pass list.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the only official one. You know, I have two of them. There's the free pass list that Gene signs off on, and then there's the free pass list I keep to myself.
Right.
I keep it in my front breast pocket. Kind of scratch off names and add them as soon as they come up.
That one's pretty long, too.
Hey, how big of a teat holder do you think Dolly has to wear?
Probably as many D's as you can come up with.
I know, man. Just one half of her milk hammock has to be about a 44 quintuple F. You're right, George.
I'm okay.
All right, go football.
All right, go football. We'll see you. There goes Jared.